Spirits of French Lick is proud to introduce the Lee Sinclair 4-Grain Bottled and Bond Bourbon. This 4-year-aged, double-pot distilled, non-chill-filtered bourbon has creamy, round, and lifting notes with caramel and vanilla, followed by apple, mint, graham cracker, and ginger, as well as cardamom. The finish is slightly French walnut, resolving the sweet, fruity, almost ground cherry and white pepper. Our spirits are available for tasting and purchase inside the French Lick Winery and Distillery. Spirits of French Lick. Respect the grain. Please enjoy responsibly.
What's up, Scotchy Bourbon Boys fans? This is Alan Bishop of If You Have Ghosts, You Have Everything. You may know me better as Indiana's Alchemist of the Black Forest, but if you're at all interested in the Fortean, high strangeness, the paranormal, and the unexplained, then you should tune into my new podcast, If You Have Ghosts, You Have Everything, available now wherever you get your podcast, including Spotify, Google Podcast, and Amazon.
Welcome back to another podcast of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. We got Super Nash in the house tonight. Myself, Tiny. How's it going, Super Nash?
It's going awesome. Fabulous.
that's your thing. Tonight, that was Kenny Fuller of the Luca Mariano Old Americana Band. He basically wrote and produced and did that for us. And once again, we thank Kenny all the time. Good friend of the show. Haven't talked to him for a while. Looking to do that coming up. I should probably reach out on Facebook for that. And remember, we're the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. www.scotchybourbonboys.com for all your Scotchy Bourbon Boys merchandise. We've got the magnet bottle openers. We've got the Glencairns, Scotchy Bourbon Boys t-shirts. And this weekend, we will be making a batch of Michter's Bourbon Balls that will be for sale for the holidays. So this is the time to get them. I'll let you know when that's up there. And we can, you know, do that. So also, we are on all social media, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and X. Check us out there. Right now, we are on Facebook Live and YouTube Live. Also, recording on the major podcast formats. Right now, we are recording for Apple. We are recording for iHeart. We are recording for Spotify. And that'll all be loaded tomorrow morning. And since we're doing the YouTube Live lately, I can include when I basically do the post that you can either listen or watch us. And or you can come on every most Tuesday and Thursday nights at 8:30. We are live on Facebook and YouTube. That has been growing. There's no doubt about it. The more people that are watching now tonight, a lot of times, I can't actually tonight. I am in Facebook jail. I'm sad. I just get so excited. Sometimes I overdo it. Right. That's just tiny right there. Right. That's tiny.
Tiny. Yeah. He is the man.
So you look at Super, if you're watching, you can see Super Nash's whole background is really kind of cool. He's got all of his, for the people listening, he's got all of his barrel heads back there, his staves, he's got the bourbon. He's got a bourbon bedspread. He's got the Booker's behind him. He's wearing a Booker's t-shirt. So I'm just kind of doing the commentary because you guys are like listening on the radio. Myself, I'm in my little Booker's button-up long, kind of like long johns. Although when I try and make it look like I'm here, I was just wiping the flock off from the Christmas tree in the back. Now I'm in my Christmas setting. So you got to check that out. Either go to YouTube or watch on Facebook. That'll be there tomorrow. Check us out. But the bourbon Packer tiny Christmas tree is set up. This is the ornaments that I loved as a child. It's got all my Packer ornaments, and then it's got also all my bourbon ornaments. You can see on one of them, the Kentucky Bourbon Festival 2021. The angle is a little different. So the barrel head that we've had on before and in the past is for the Kentucky Bourbon Festival is kind of out for the Christmas holiday. But the Bourbon Festival 2021 ornament's right in there. So we cover all of our bases.
Yeah, we do.
So
most of the time, anyway.
So, I think I did that pretty flawless, right? Wouldn't you say? Pretty flawless?
You sure did.
And I noticed you've been commenting. Thank you for sharing. We got a decent amount of people watching so far. You know, you get up there, it would be, as we go, it just keeps, like, growing on how many are in at once. So, that's nice. So, right now is when you get up there, 9, 10, it used to be 5-4. You know, we're doubling. People are talking. People are going. So, that's really kind of going. But tonight, you're all here for the coolest. This is what I look forward to all year. You know, Booker's is us. Super Dash, me and you. You know how much I love Booker's. That's how you, that's like, you knew I love Booker's.
That's what brought us together.
And that's, yeah, you
that's
knew
what
it.
Brought us together right there.
You're like, look at that guy. I really want to be friends with him. How can I be friends with him? Oh, he loves Booker's. I'll just send up some Booker's that are in his paintings and that'll just form a lifelong friendship, right?
Actually, what I was thinking is like, holy shit, he's getting a painting son by Fred No and Freddie No. He's in a tux. How cool is that shit? And he's live with him at the Kentucky Bourbon Festival. How do I get to know this guy so that I can get an in with Fred and Freddie No?
Honestly, that is even better than what I said. That's damn good. But tonight, we are tasting the line every year. We taste the year of Booker's. Last year was really weird because we thought it was over, and then it wasn't. Now, this year I know it's over because I saw the first batch of 2024. Chris CT sent it to me. It is the Springfield batch, which blows my mind why they would make a Springfield batch when, you know, and that's where CT's from, is from Springfield. So I said they should just bypass the Springfield part and just call it the CT batch. He's like, hell yeah, that would be cool if there was a CT batch one day. I think we got to be a little bit more in with Sandy and Fred and Freddie to get a batch named after one of us. But yeah, that would be amazing, wouldn't it?
Absolutely, that'd be so cool.
I know that, just, you know, there's some things you can just dream about. But tonight,
oh yeah, there's nothing wrong with dreaming, is there?
They released four batches this year. The first batch was it seemed like it took forever, but the first batch was Charlie's batch. It was 2301. The second batch was the Apprentice. The third batch was the Mighty Fine batch, which was right at Kentucky Bourbon Festival. I think Carl picked it up right after. And this fourth batch was just released just recently. And that batch is the Storyteller batch, which I have all four. Yeah, I have all four. You have all four. They're poured blind. So the way this is going to work tonight, me and you both have our notebooks. And our wives poured it. I have no idea what's in front of me. She's like, do you think these pours are too big? And if you look at the pours in front of me, for barrel strength bourbon, they are a little big. I mean, my pours are a little big.
Wow. Look.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Who poured it?
Yeah.
Is that, that's what Sherry, your wife poured that?
My wife did.
Is she, like, trying to make you stay home tomorrow? I mean, I'm not wasting any of this, but I think you need a little bit of when you're tasting blind. What we're going to do is we're going to go through. We're going to nose the first one. I'm going to and read it. Then we'll taste it, and then you're going to read the second one. I've got the card with the light. And,
well, nose the second one, then I'll read it.
Yeah, and then the third.
Let's keep it. We'll nose it, then read it. Nose it, then read it.
All right. So this batch that we have in front of us.
Just read it.
What?
When are we going to taste it? You said nose it, then read it. Nose it, then read it.
No. We're going to nose it, read it, then taste it, and then go on to the next. Yes. And then once we're done.
Jot down a little nose.
Right. But once we're done, we're going to go back. And the purpose of this whole exercises why it's blind is to find the best batch.
The best tasting batch of this year
of what we think. Now we might come up with one. So what we could do is when we number it, it's like you number which one's 1, 2, 3, and 4. What you think is 1, 2, 3, and 4, and what I think is 1, 2, 3, 4 in the end, then you add it up for the scores of so that we could come up with the best score. Now, if there's a tie, then we'll put the two together in a taste test. Still keep it blind, figure out, and see if we can get one that's unanimous. All right?
What kind of scoring system are we going to give it?
1, 2, 3, and 4.
1, 2, 3, and 4?
So the highest score is the lowest. You know, the one that gets a 4, if you get a 4, it's hard to recover from that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the lowest score is the best one.
Okay? I'm not going to score until after I actually go back and take a second time.
Yeah, but once we're done doing all the reading, then we can compare the two, go over our notes, and then we'll come through and we'll rate it for everybody.
Yeah, then I'll go back through and sip each one a second time.
Now,
and
everybody.
Compare them and-
Everybody has to know, although the colors are matching up with the tags, the bourbons aren't matching up. We're just giving you the information on each one as we go. That doesn't mean
we don't know because our wives poured these and all they did was put a colored dot on the bottom of the glass. And then like my wife did, she wrote the 4 batches and put the same colored dot and then place the paper somewhere on the desk here.
Mm-hmm. So I'm nosing.
Yeah, it's hidden on the desk, so I don't know what's what and won't know until after this is completely over.
I don't know where my wife put what was what.
On her phone?
Well, no, actually, you know what's what, so I don't need it.
I won't until after it's over.
Right. You'll be able to pull the paper off for both of us. I don't know where my wife put the paper, but I don't need it because you got it because they're the same.
Yeah.
All right.
So. Yeah. And what my wife did, she just took one of the colored dots and she put it beside the same batch. She poured in the glass. Okay. What colored dot are you going with first?
Red. We're starting with red.
All right.
And I nosed it, so I'll give you the lowdown on the hoedown. All right. The 2023-01 is Charlie's batch.
Oh, well.
The first release of...
I laid these cards up on top of the glass, and two of them actually matched up, the red card, with the red dot.
Well,
that,
I mean...
That don't mean anything.
No. The first release of the Booker's Bourbon 2023 collections is Booker's Batch 2301, Charlie's Batch. This batch is named in honor of Charlie Hutchins, the craftsman behind the signature wooden boxes that each bottle of Booker's Bourbon comes in. He is also a longtime family friend and former employee of my dad, Booker No. Charlie started his career working at the Booker No Distillery. He was quite the storyteller and would entertain others with his tall tales throughout the workday. He was also one to pay close attention to details, doing something over and over again until it was perfect, just like Dad was with his whiskey. It's not hard to see why they got on so well. After several years, Charlie left the business to open his own cabinet shop with his brother. Charlie handcrafted the very first Booker's bourbon wooden box in his garage, and he created every box for us since. He and his brother have expanded their business to create other fine wood products for different brands and projects in the Beam family, including supplying custom furniture to the new Fred Beam No Distillery, where Booker's bourbon is now distilled. Charlie still lives near our Booker's No Distillery and enjoys fishing and vacationing with his family in South Carolina. One of these days, my son Freddie and I hope to go out there to fish with him. Our whole family is so grateful for Charlie, as he was one of the first people to help us make Booker's bourbon a recognizable brand. Charlie is a very worthy recipient of his own batch, and we are excited to honor him. That's Fred No did that. So this batch, the color of the batch is pleasant to the eye, amber color, well-aged bourbon. The nose is balanced without too much wood and hints of oak, toasted nuts, and vanilla. This is the aroma that Dad always looked for in his Bookers. The taste is balanced with a slight warmth and pleasant finish. This batch came out just the way Dad liked it. I know he would be happy that I named it for Charlie. I hope you enjoy this batch of Bookers as much as I do. 3% came from the 5th floor, 7th story of Warehouse Q. 17th from the 4th floor, 7th story of Warehouse G. 24 came from the 4th floor, 7th story Warehouse Z. 27 came from 5th floor, 7th story Warehouse Z. And 29% from the 5th floor of 7th story Warehouse I. That's what you got for that batch. Let's give her a taste. I can get these off because you go next.
Wait. Get on the nose.
I get the classic Booker's nut that he talked about. That, you know, like that. What did he call it? It was what kind of nut?
Toasted nut.
Yeah, it's a toasted nut flavor that I always get with Booker's. It's there. But there's a little bit of brown sugar. And then a ton of
apple and vanilla and cinnamon.
I get a ton of vanilla though. Yeah. I was going to say,
you're getting any apple?
I could see where you're getting it. Not green apple, more like a Macintosh. Toasted nut.
It's like a sweet apple.
It's like a caramel. It's almost like a caramel apple.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's taste it. I'm going to have palate shock here.
Oh, wow.
The 2023-01 batch is 63.30 ABV, 126.6, 7 years, 1 month, and 8 days. Now, I'm going to tell you, the legs on this are fantastic. It just rolls down exactly. It's almost like I'm looking through a jail bars. Prison bars.
It's got such a silky mouthfeel to it.
Yeah, it's very probably, it's creamy. Very, and then it's, there's.
Well, that's why I said silky, but you can say creamy.
It's weird. The pepper's at the back of your throat, but not on your taste buds, on the back of your tongue. So it's not a, it's really strange that it's not a peppery.
I'm getting that vanilla.
Yeah.
A little bit of oakiness up front. Just slightly. And that cinnamon, a little bit of cinnamon up front.
The part that really stands out is the warmth. This is a very, the whiskey tastes, almost has some heat to it. Like when you're tasting it, the whiskey's, and this is in my basement at 66 degrees. It's not, there's been no warming up of it. You know what I mean? So toasted. Silky. I'm trying to. Is that allspice? Allspice. I'm going to go with allspice. And then There's a little apple on the finish.
It's not that green apple. It's that Macintosh, like, sweet red apple.
Cinnamon on the front of the palate.
Cinnamon, silky.
But what's really strange is that's not a normal batch of Booker's. It's absent of that brown sugar caramel. There's not, you know what I mean? There's the apple-y, yeah, and there's the cinnamony, and then what's, okay. So there we go. We gave that part.
Just a little oaky.
All right, you read two.
No.
In your printout big boy form.
Wheat apple.
I'm going to nose two. God, that I did enjoy that batch.
It's got a nice hug. I like that hug on that. One more last sip of this.
Oh my God. Really?
Yeah.
So I went to two. I took the sips. I got my notes. Now the two is blue.
Blue.
The nose. I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I get lime Skittle on the nose. On two.
Wow.
All day long.
That is so weird.
Don't you?
Yeah.
It's like a lime Skittle on the nose. And that's
that,
all.
That's so weird. Yeah, as soon as I put it up to my nose, you can smell that sweet little lime Skittle.
And it's peppery. There's pepper. But it is a one-dimensional lime Skittle.
It's not a black pepper. This is more like a white pepper. It's more of a subtle.
It's more like, no, this is more like, with the lime, this is more like a jalapeno. Just a hint of jalapeno. All right. You got to read. You shouldn't have tasted. We're only nose read. It's time for you to
taste it. I'm just nosing it.
You are trying to cheat.
No, I didn't taste it. I just nosed it.
I'm going to go back and look. It's on video.
Here we go.
Maybe.
And go back and look. All right. A second release of Booker's Bourbon 2023 collection is Booker's Batch 2023-02 Apprentice Batch. This batch pays homage to the early days of my dad Booker Nose career. Far before he was a sixth-generation master distiller, when he first learned the art of making bourbon under the guidance of his cousin Carl Bean.
Pretty cool.
Wait a second. Let me make sure I got my pages in order here.
You don't. You're super Nash. You never have your pages in order. Oh. If you need me to take over, I'm ready. I got the light.
All right, here we go. All right, when Booker started working at the Jim Beam Distillery in Claremont in 1952, Carl, like a mentor to him back then, they didn't have official titles like Master Distiller, but everyone knew Carl was in charge. He didn't put up with any foolishness and made sure Booker was set straight. But even if Booker did mess around sometimes, he was a fast learner and was ready to be put to work, and that quickly got him Carl's approval. 2 years after Booker started, we purchased a distillery in Boston, Kentucky to increase our production capabilities. Carl and Booker worked closely together to get it up and running, and eventually Carl handed the reins over to Booker. This is where he was able to experiment and master the bourbon making process. And later on, the location was renamed the Booker No Distillery. Carl showed Booker the ropes at the distillery, but from there, his approach was sink or swim, and it was just the push Booker needed. His apprenticeship under Carl helped him become the master distiller and legendary innovator we all remember him as today.
So that Fred is writing these of memories of everything about his dad, right? Booker. And because Booker.
Fred No.
Yep.
Bean Family 7th Generation Master Distiller.
But when you think about it, these bottles are recording history. It's kind of like he's not letting his dad's history and what he did through the batches be lost. And I really think that's a cool thing, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say so. All right. So what do we got? What do you, you're going to read the tasting notes, or don't you have that? Do you have that on the back?
Yeah. Let's see.
I think. I'll let you know. It starts off with the liquid is a medium amber color. This batch is 62.75 ABV, 125.5 proof, and 7 years, 1 month, 2 days. Go ahead.
Wait a second. 03, 102. Apprentice batch, right?
Yep. Apprentice batch. There you go.
This batch is made up of barrels that were aged in 6 different warehouses. The breakdown of barrel storage for Booker's apprentice batch is as follows. 7% came from the 7th floor of a 9-story warehouse H. 9% came from the 4th floor of 7-story warehouse W. 11% came from the 4th floor of 7-story warehouse 1. 18% came from the 4th floor of 7-story warehouse O. 19% came from the 4th floor of 9-story warehouse G. 36% came from the 4th floor of 7-story warehouse Z. The liquid is a medium amber color of the 7 years spent aging in a white oak barrels. The oak forward aroma is well balanced with notes of vanilla and toasted nuts, and altogether the result is really pleasant. After the first sip, you'll find the long finish doesn't overpower the warm taste. I know Carl and Booker would have been proud of this batch and enjoyed it together after a long day's work at the distillery.
There you go. So let's give this a taste. Now, once again, folks, we're not tasting what we're reading. We're just reading the batches. We've been blinded by our wives. We don't know what we're tasting. Well, we knows this one, and we came up with lime Skittle, which is the most ridiculous, but we both picked up that lime flavor.
Yeah.
Now, coming back, now I pick up a little bit. I'm picking up the lime still, but I pick up a little bit of that toasted nut. The toasted nut, now that it's been. But this has been in my glass, honestly, for six. What time is it? It's 9:25, so 3.5 hours. I poured
it's been in there for about two hours.
So this is the legitimate whiskey that we're tasting. Todd Johnson says, "How much have you drank already?" No, Todd is drank the first one, the first blind, and now we're on the second one.
And I had just about that much of the Booker's CO1 hatch that I had opened up for a pre-pour, just a little bit.
Now this one picks up a lot of caramel. That lime is gone. There's caramel. And there's a little bit more pepper. But not too much pepper.
I can't taste the end of that line, but I sure smelt it. That sweet little lime Skittle.
Yeah.
It was very prevalent as soon as I put my nose to the glass.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man. I'm trying to get them on there. Look, we all artists, man. We go, you feel me? We gonna have this like
me and my man Kyle, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit right now. I gotta lie, we play with this shit right now for real.
Don't play with it. Take that shit serious.
Now this batch. Wow. That is a bold batch. There's a lot of boldness on that. I mean, that body is fantastic. And what's happening, that caramel explosion, we're on the last batch. It was that white pepper kind of in the back, letting you taste all everything forward. This time, it's caramel on the back of your palate, but it goes straight through the whole palate. With the toasted nut, I'm getting the toasted nut.
The back, but I'm getting that pepper on the finish.
I get a little bit of the pepper, but it still isn't intrusive, like where it gets rid of flavors. You know what I mean? It's not so peppery, and it doesn't have that. There's no bite to it, as far as you know. When you get that bite and it stings your tongue, and then your tongue's like, I can't taste anything else. You don't get that at all. So there's where the lime is on the.
Maybe just a little slight hint of
the lime comes. Clove. The lime comes back. Yeah, I'll give you that. The lime comes back on the finish. That limey taste is back on the finish.
I'm not getting that clove until like mid palate to the finish.
Yeah,
just slight.
But then on the back palate, that caramel. Let's see. Now I'm gonna.
Oh my gosh, that's
a delicious
sweetness. Yeah, that sweetness is there.
With the toasted nut. Yeah. Caramel toasted nut. I would call that caramel toasted nut batch. All right. So let's nose this next one. This one is the green.
I want to say, that to me has got more like a toasted hazelnuts.
Yeah,
almost like. Well, that's almost like a Christmas bourbon in your mouth.
No,
with that little bit of clove, toasted hazelnuts, caramel,
toasted nut, little lime finish. It almost finishes like a tequila after you suck the lime. All right, so I'm going with green for the nose, and I'm just. The green for the nose is the best nose yet. For
fruit, I can't place.
Oh my god, it's rich butter toffee. Rich butter toffee
color,
nose.
What color are we going with?
Green. Now? We're going with green, and I nose that, and I will start with this batch three, which is, and I mean that is the richest color.
Oh my gosh.
And it's
that
got.
Is just, like peanut brittle.
Like I get the toast. Yeah, because peanut brittle is almost. But I get a toffee. I burped.
Toffee.
Excuse
and peanut
me.
Brittle, they're almost hand in hand.
Oh, it's so rich and delicious. Almost like it's burnt. It's so rich and delicious. See, that nose is. That's what I want. Like I want that for a nose.
I'm getting that burnt brown sugar right there.
Yeah. All right. Let's see what.
Oh, man.
So 2303 is the Mighty Fine Batch. The third release of Booker's Bourbon 2023 collection, Booker's Batch 2303 Mighty Fine Batch. This batch is named in honor of the signature phrase my dad, Booker No, used to compliment anything he approved of, from his namesake bourbon to his country ham. If you knew Booker, then you knew Mighty Fine was his go-to phrase. He would often go together with other folks in the bourbon industry to taste samples of Booker's bourbon, and everyone knew he was happy with his selection when he sipped it and said it was Mighty Fine, followed by, "That's a damn good batch." Shortly before Dad passed away in 2004, I selected the barrels for a Booker's bourbon batch for the very first time. I was a little nervous at first. I had big shoes to fill. After tasting the sample I shared with him, he looked at me and said, "Mighty fine job, son." A A lot of people thought it was one of the best batches, but receiving Dad's vote of confidence made it that much more special for me. I'll never forget that moment. Booker was not one to embellish his compliments with many descriptive words, but I have a feeling he would say that this batch is mighty fine. I hope you think so too. Fred, no. All right. This batch is made up of barrels from 7 production dates that were aged in 6 different warehouses. The breakdown of the barrel storage for Booker's Mighty Fine batch is 2% 5th floor of 7-story warehouse Q, 6th floor of 7-story warehouse Z, 8% 5th floor 9th story warehouse G, 10% 6th floor 7-story warehouse I, 10% came from the 5th floor 9-story warehouse H, 12% came from 5th floor of 9-story warehouse G, and 55% came from the 5th floor of 7-story warehouse 3. Now, in contrast of the other two batches, the other batches had a bunch of 20% and whatever, but this one was made up of a bunch of different warehouses and smaller quantities, and Fred must have found a place where he found something that was absolutely great and pulled that with 55% of the batch. So that's kind of cool.
I was just looking back at the other batch cards. And he must have found a honey barrel that he pulled 55% of.
Yeah, that area. But this nose on this one, I would say this would be a nose of a bourbon of the year for me. I'm not saying that it tastes good and it is, but that's the kind of nose that I want when I drink bourbon. I love this nose. If I'm going to bash it, it gets a butt up at 5 or 4. It goes from a 4 to a 5. If I'm going to rate this at a 25, this is a 25. It's of any Booker's I've ever nosed. It hits my olfactory. All right.
You read the tasting notes on that, or just the breakdown?
I will now. I wanted to taste it.
Well, after you tasted it, I got it.
God.
The color of this Booker's batch. Oh, no, it's yours. Go ahead.
This has to be... I've tasted the other three, so this one, if I'm going to guess, this one... Toffee nut. This one, the taste is fantastic. It's creamy caramel. This is what I love about bourbon. This one has to be the one I didn't taste. I didn't taste either Charlie's batch, or I didn't taste the newest one, which is the Storytellers. But if it's the Storyteller, they just nailed the living shit out of it. Because that is some of the best bourbon. There's no pepper on this one.
Oh, gosh.
And what's happening when you look at what happens to your glass after you sip it? How, holy crap. My note.
Legs just take forever.
My note is.
It is so thick.
For the green, my note for the taste is WTF. So here's the taste. All right, let's get back at the tasting notes. You know, I found out that I'm technically not really blind. I can see if I have enough light. And this light proves it, because I'm going to read the tasting notes with this, without the glasses, and let's just see what happens. The color of Booker's batch, of this Booker's batch, invites you to take a long look. Enjoy the rich, beautiful color. The nose is very pleasant, with all the characteristics Dad looked for in his namesake bourbon. The vanilla and brown sugar sweet notes coming through very well from the white oak barrels. The bourbon aged is for over seven years. The taste is great and full-bodied. When I added a splash of water, it opened up some great flavors. With a finish that gives a lovely Kentucky hug, my dad would say that this is a mighty fine batch of Booker's. All right, so there we go. I would say that this one's a mighty fine, but I don't know what it is. But it's green, and green right now has... Put it this way. All of them, there's no bookers that I don't like. I love bookers. This is my brand. This is what inspired me to do a podcast. This is the first bottle of anything expensive I ever bought. You know, I thought $74.99 for a bottle in 2019 was a lot. And this is, I bought that kitchen table. I'll never forget that kitchen table batch. That is the batch that it was so special to me, you know. But this batch here, I would probably, whatever this is, I would go look and get more bottles and put bottles up. Because this is probably one of the best bookers. This kills the, what was it, the football one, from the what whatever this kills 21, this kills 2022. This one right now is straight up, and I would say this one would, I don't think there's much that could go up against this. It's so,
which one did you not taste?
I did not taste Charlie's or Storyteller. Those both, well, I tasted Charlie's batch with you at the kitchen table with you and Chris that day. Remember, they had Charlie's batch right there available for us to drink, and we all had a pour. Thank you, Super Nash. We had a pour because you bought us all a pour. And again, I love you, brother, man.
I love you too, brother.
All right. What's your caramel, vanilla, toffee.
Brown sugar.
Toffee. Brown sugar finish. Burnt brown sugar.
Burnt brown sugar.
Finish. I mean, well, there's no leather. There's no chocolate. This is the definition of why I love bourbon. This is, Booker's is a dessert bourbon. And I really think Rare Breed is
on the finish. I do get like a little bit of leather, but it's on the finish after it's gone, and like I'm smacking and
you're chewing on the horse's reins.
But it's like it's so sweet.
Giddy up, brother! Giddy up!
It's
so you're chewing on the, so in other words, you're chewing on the part of the leather that's in the horse's mouth after you give him a sugar cube.
There you go.
Oh my god.
Oh,
let's see. With weakness there, but I'm, you know, on the top of my palate, I'm getting this just.
Pinky's batch, Walker says, has this is the one. It's not Tagalong, but this was the one that had an actual football helmet. Oh, it wasn't Pinky's batch. I remember what it was. But I love that batch. I drank the shit out of it. I drank two bottles and bought the third bottle. I mean, there's not a lot that I always, you know. So, all right. So I've got three. Let's go to four.
All right. We are on to the yellow dot.
And you're on to the nose is pretty good. I like it. Second place nose, caramel, a little bit of apple. Even some pear at the top and a little bit of leather. And some char. This is, okay, so I'll give this nose the most complex winner. It wins the complexity award. That nose is so complex. Char. There you go.
Here we go.
I mean, everybody just hang in here, man. We are going to pick the Scotchy Bourbon Boys Bookers of the Year.
Yes, we are.
All right. Give the last reading here of batch four.
Label inspiration. Booker's Bourbon 2023 collection is Booker's Batch 2023-04 Storyteller's Batch. This batch is named after the way my dad, Booker No, could turn just about anything he talked about into an interesting story. Dad was a natural storyteller. While out on the road to promote his namesake bourbon, he would tell anyone who would listen about how Booker's Bourbon came about. Distributors and other industry folks thought Jim Beam hired an actor. That's how good he was. He told a lot of different stories, but one of his favorite took place during a visit to Chicago. While eating at a nice restaurant, Booker was served a so-called country ham. However, it didn't quite match up to the idea of a true bona fide country ham, so he learned over his he leaned over to his publicist and right-handed man asked him to retrieve the ham he had stashed in the trunk of an upcoming stash for an upcoming Alaska fishing trip. Booker wanted to show the chef what genuine country ham tasted like. After a bit of back and forth, the ham made its way into the restaurant, where Booker generously shared it with both the chef and the other diners. That story always got the whole room laughing. Booker enjoyed telling stories just as much as he loved making bourbon. He would strike up a conversation with a stranger, and by the end of it, they would feel like lifelong friends. Dad would always say, "Be yourself and talk about the things you've actually lived," and I think my son Freddie and I do the good job at this. Storytelling is certainly a no family trait. I hope you take the opportunity to share stories with family, friends, and even strangers while you sip this batch, just as Booker would have done. Fred No, Beam Family, 7th Master Generation Master Distiller.
So that story Fred told in his book. So I knew that story where he went and got the, I mean, that chef that at that restaurant in Chicago, it was a Chicago restaurant that they were at. The way he tells that story of how he got it and what country ham should taste like, probably changed that chef's career. Like he probably started making country ham. Now, one of the cool things about that whole story is that Freddie and Fred, they have that same Booker smoker in the backyard. And we've been there multiple times when they were using that smoker. Plus, this year at the Kentucky Bourbon Festival, there was a country ham going around. It was being carved on stage. We got to taste some when we had Fred and Freddie sign our bottles of Little Book. I mean, Freddie just cut it. You could see shorts and also in our, YouTube video, there was, it's Freddie cutting the country ham for me and eating it. And then also for Super Nash. And that country ham was delicious. The one thing that I've been doing lately is doing the ham with the 20-year-old New York or Canadian, white cheddar. I love aged white cheddar with that. And then you throw in a cigar with some bourbon, and the experience goes off the charts. So anyways, that I love the romance of this batch. I'm hoping what I was tasting, because I hope I love the romance and I love the taste of it, because I don't know what I'm picking so far, right? Mm-hmm. This one, so this is a caramel Werther's with a toasted nut.
Peanuts.
And then a cherry aspect at the bottom. Caramel?
Even a little bit of tobacco.
I'll give you tobacco, a little.
Just a little sweet tobacco.
What I love about all Bookers is they are on profile. They don't stray taste-wise very far. You know what I mean? But this nose is the most complex of all of them. I would give this most complex. I would give this nose about, but up too.
Let me write down just a couple more notes here, and I'll read the breakdown of it.
So that taste wise, classic Booker's. It's the classic Booker's. I pick up that toasted note flavor. There's a little bit of leather. The sweetness isn't, there's the sweetness of the other batches is not there. Kentucky bourbon. It's just, it's not dessert bourbon. It is, it defines Kentucky bourbon. When you're in a Rick house, this is what you smell. A lot of times you don't, when you walk into a Rick house, you smell whiskey. You smell aging whiskey. You smell oak. You usually don't pick up caramel. You're not picking up caramel and toffee when you're in a Rick house. This is like on the level of a Booker's, on a level of
oak Cave Hill. And
just deliciousness.
Oh my gosh. Yes. This is like a Rick. You're tasting already. I didn't even break it down.
You know,
your storyteller batch is made up of barrels from four production dates that were aged in four different warehouses. The breakdown of barrel storage for this batch is as follows. 26% came from sixth floor of seven-story warehouse Z. 14% came from sixth floor of nine-story warehouse H. 25% came from the fifth floor of a nine-story warehouse G, and 35% came from the fifth floor of seven-story warehouse 3. The color storyteller batch is a rich amber with a golden shine sitting in your glass. The scent of a great bourbon fills the room and invites you to further explore the brown sugar aroma. The taste is delightful with a well balanced with notes of vanilla and wood. I tasted this batch on a drizzly September day. There was a slight chill in the air, and it reminded me that fall is just around the corner. And this bourbon has the perfect warm finish for the days to come. A little bit of water further opened the tasting experience for me. But you can enjoy it in any way you please. Storyteller Batch is just the way Dad would have wanted it when he created the brand over 30 years ago. I can almost hear him telling one of his great stories while he sips sips a glass of his own. I hope you enjoy this batch as much as I do.
So for Walker, the batch was pigskin is what I was referring. And yes, Pinky's batch did have a football helmet. Pigskin had a football. But pigskin that year, I bought three bottles of pigskin. Although when we tasted it for Booker's 2021, pigskin did not stand up against a couple other of the podcasts.
Oh, comments with 200 stars or more. Well, okay.
Any cherry?
What?
Cherry on this? Any like cherry on this on the finish? Tart cherry?
I'll give you, there's like a sweet tart cherry. Yeah. But like I said, this tastes like bourbon. This is the definition. What I'll say on all four of them, not one of them is with what Fred's doing and Freddie are doing with these batches. Now, what's the age on the last two? So. We didn't get into that. Let me see.
On the age on this one is 7 years, 2 months, and 29 days. And it's a 63.9% alcohol by volume, which is 127.8% proof.
So all of them are 7 years, 1 month, 2 days, 7 years, 1 month, 8 days, 7 years, 1 month, 10 days, and 7 years, 2 months, 29 days. 04 is the oldest. All right.
Okay.
So.
All right. Now it's time to reset. Rebound.
And put them up against each other. This is a personal experience that I find that I like to do. I'll start off. I'm going to start off. It's funny, but.
Going back in order, or are you just going to do it right?
No. We're not going to talk. We're just going to take this time, and we're just going to do a little bit of sipping and tasting. Wow. Wow. Oh, wow. So what I did is a little sip of each one in order. And I'll tell you that lime, if you like lime with tequila, 2 would be your favorite batch. I mean, it's like what? I almost feel like they put that in a finished tequila barrel. And drop a little bit of lime. So it's for me, it's obvious what my top is. But my top 2 are obvious. I like my top 2. But my 3 and my 4, now there's not one batch here that isn't worth buying. Everyone's unique in itself and will get you. Well, it will mess you up there. Let's go by the proofs. Let's go over the proofs. We went the years and the last one is the oldest. I don't know. Okay. So proofs we're looking at the whole year with the proofs. So the first one was 126.6. The second one was 125.5. That was the lime batch. The green batch was 126.6. Same as the first batch. And the last batch was 127.8. So the oldest, strongest was the yellow batch, which was the 2304 Storyteller. So green is number 1, yellow 2. Now, so Nash, the first 2 we tasted, I like them, but they're pretty equal. But it comes down to, do I like the uniqueness of the lime? Or do I like the toasted nut aspect of, so the question is whether on the blue and the red, in my ranking between the two, it's so close on the toasted nut. So the red stays on profile and the blue goes off profile. Although you get the toasted nut with the apple, and does that really stay on profile? Because apple's usually not a part. And then the lime skittle. All right. So 1, 2, 3, 4. You have them ranked. Do you have yours ranked? I'm going to put one
I'm
in.
Almost. Two. I'm almost there.
I'm almost there too. That's just fucking phenomenal. I need some little unflavored wafers to clear my palate. You're clearing your palate with water.
I'm rinsing down with water.
Yeah, I forgot water tonight. Yeah. I got mine. All right. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer's playing up there. We got the Christmas clock going. We got the Christmas tree. You're going to have to watch when I open. You're going to go back on that live that I did tonight.
Gosh. This is hard. I'm wearing my palette out.
Wasn't that hard for me, but yes. All right. Mine's in. I mean, it's like all I could say to everybody that these proofs are real. Because I would have to say from where I started, and I have not even come close to finishing this whiskey. I'm feeling it pretty good. What about you, Nash?
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can see.
Yeah. Look, at me.
Just been sipping on them.
Yeah, because that's all we... You can't... So I'll give them all one last gulp. See if anything, what happens, because I always like to just, instead of just sip and taste, I like to drink and taste, because sometimes that changes it. On the gulp and taste on the red, Jesus, it pulls way more pepper.
Cinnamon, pepper and cinnamon on that red dot. It's tough. It's tough for me because I like them all, but
wasn't that tough for me as far as the top two. All right. You got them ranked?
Got them ranked. And I went as far as to, I wrote in red as to what I think each one of them is, too.
You can think what each one. I have no idea, except I think.
I'm going to go ahead and reveal mine right now. Look.
Yellow one.
Green dot two.
Red.
I got red dot. Red
you
dot
got three. Green two.
I got blue dot as the four.
We're going to be here a little bit longer. Red.
The yellow dot is the Mighty Fine batch. I think the red dot is Charlie's batch. And I think the blue dot is the Storyteller's batch, which I've never even tasted until tonight. But I've tasted quite a bit of the other three.
And yellow, green, red. What's the back. Drop your blue dot down. Blue was four. Okay, so we agree on the last two, three and four. But we are, but yellow and green were flipped. I picked green number one, and you picked green number two. And you picked yellow.
We're going to have to do a taste-off between yellow and green.
Now, all I can tell you is your wife up.
What?
So reveal what yellow, green, red, and blue are.
No.
Yes, we're going to do the reveal, and then we'll know the batches, but then we're going to have our wives re-pour.
Let me see if she's still up and find out where the paper is.
Find out where the paper is. You said you had the paper. I'm calling Roxy. Put her on speaker. Oh, good. You're up. I don't have the paper.
I'll just text it to you.
Okay, but at the same time, I'm going to need you to re-pour two pours for us. Because we have them flipped around, and I want you to just do two of the bottles blind.
You will tell me which bottles?
Yeah, but I need to text me the paper first. And then I'll call you and give you.
Well, you want to know what it is?
We want to know what the bottles are based off of this first thing, but then we're going to blind the two together.
All right, I'll text it to you and I'll be down in a minute.
All right, thanks. He's getting the paper, but my wife is texting me. Roxy's texting us. It's like I'm using technology and he's using some sort of old fashioned, not know what the fuck's going on. And what the hell did you text? What is that? Oh, the honey? Oh, I definitely didn't drop that. I'm waiting.
What? It was
about
trying to pick one of the
four. Hey, Super Nash.
Us not knowing which one was what is the best. We all go fishing. But now. And we both picked what we thought the best route of the four was.
Rachel's up too. She's supposedly texting me. But does Sherry have the reveal? And then
she has the reveal, and she's coming in here now.
Okay.
Now I picked the yellow dot as my number one pick. And I picked green dot as my number two pick as being the best.
And we flipped that.
Dot as being the third, and blue dot as being the fourth. All right, Jeff, tell her what you picked yours as.
Your
number one is the green dot.
Yep. And I picked my number yellow dot two. And then red and blue. And then we had the red and blue, right?
Red and blue, we both picked as three and four. Being the taste.
No, so
come on in. Sherry's here.
Three is. Think it got the red dot on it.
No, no. That's what we numbered them.
So what's green? What's green, now, Rachel?
I went.
That's four.
I went one step further. I think the yellow dot is Mighty Fine Batch, the red dot Charlie's Batch, and the blue dot Storyteller's Batch, and the green dot Apprentice Batch.
Just so you know.
Now, the big reveal is?
The green dot is.
Hold it up close to the candor. Look.
Is Storyteller. The yellow dot.
Oh, look at her.
The yellow dot is Mighty Fine Batch.
Look at this.
So we have to, and then three
is being
red is the Booker's 01, which would have been Charlie's.
Yellow dot as being, oh.
And Apprentice was blue dot. Apprentice was.
I got yellow dot wrong because I put Mighty Fine Batch and it's actually Storytellers.
You got them all wrong.
I got the red dot being right as Charlie's Batch.
Okay, and I said the two.
Wait a minute. And I got the.
Nope.
Oh, I missed the Apprentice Batch too.
You missed them all except for the one. But we are going. Hey, Sherry.
Got one right.
Sherry, I need you to do a red and blue, another red and blue dot of Storyteller and Mighty Fine Batch. And Rachel's going to do the same thing. Library.
You can ask me to play a radio station or ask for your music in a different app.
Wait a minute.
Apprentice Batch and Mighty Fine Batch.
No. Storyteller was green and Mighty Fine was yellow. And you put, and that's what my one and two was, and green. So we need Mighty Fine Batch and Storyteller to go against each other. And I got two Glencairns.
This one really smells like caramel.
Oh, it's the Storyteller.
That's my favorite.
It's my favorite, too.
Because I tried them upstairs when I poured them. And whichever one smelled most like caramel is what I made myself a little pour and took that in the bedroom.
So take the Storyteller caramel and the Mighty Fine Batch from this. And just blind me. And do...
Which batches are those? Which batches?
All right.
The batches are of Storyteller is four, and Mighty Fine is three.
The yellow label was the one that smells like caramel.
Storyteller was the one.
So is Sherry going to take him in another room and Rachel text her?
Yeah, yes. Text her what you do, the colors of red and blue.
You didn't give me glasses with colors.
What do you? These are full still. I didn't drink them all. I would be dead.
I'm just going to do right and left.
Right and left. She's going to do right and left. There'll be nothing on the bottom. It's just right and left. Your right.
My right, my left. Mm-hmm.
Folks, thanks for hanging out. We got overtime. We got to come up with... and now, if we both pick, you'll just have to, like, take it as it's a tie.
I'm going to first give these back to you.
Just put them right there with the other ones. Right? Nope. Put them over right here. There you go. Yep. Thanks for... Okay, I'll go back to... Let's get back to Facebook.
So here's my right, my left.
So put it... Right goes here, left goes here.
What you're pouring what?
So it's our right and our lefts. So when she sets it down, whatever her right and her left has to become your right and your left, okay, Nash?
What?
We're just doing right and left. So when Sherry says what her right and her left is, she has to make it your right and your left.
She sets in front of Martin's right has to be the right. Sets it in front of his right hand.
You understand that, right?
Because I was gone, I just now sat back down.
When
I
she
just told her to pour
two pours right and left. So right, whatever's in her right hand, she turns so that it's in your right hand and your left hand. That's what I have right here: right hand, left hand.
But how does Sherry know what
her right hand, left hands are?
I just sent it to her.
She sent what right?
Did. Hey,
Barry goes.
Did you get it? She didn't get it. She's already poured it.
She hadn't
even got her phone.
She has to have her poured.
Well, when she hands them to Martin, just put the batch X to the right and batch Y to the left, exactly as I wrote it here.
Batch X to the right, batch Y to the left. Tell her to get her phone.
She's great. Okay.
But I mean, it really doesn't matter as long as Sherry knows which is which.
I already know which is which.
Yeah.
I smelled them.
Yeah.
You're ahead of me, that ain't fair.
Right is. It's just like, seriously. What you picked as number one Nash, I respect because it tastes, it is bourbon and it basically is cast strength Cave Hill.
Right. Right.
There you go. So let's just know.
Oh, you don't want none. You don't want
Enough bourbon to kill it. Come here. Don't you forget
nothing. Look at that, Sherry. I just got you a kiss when he wouldn't kiss you. That's because we did. That's why bourbon's awesome.
You want to use that later on.
All I can say is it's not bourbon isn't what we love. It's the friendship. That's what it is, right? That's why we like doing it, because it brings us with everybody we've met, including you. They are cool because of the fact that they understand what bourbon means. So, and now I'm getting fucking drunk, but at this point, but
I think he is too.
Yeah. Hello? Yeah, we're doing bookers.
Look.
What?
And just look, what you poured, and I've just sipped and just tasted.
Oh.
Hadn't consumed. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So left and right. Bring the bottle. Can you bring the bottle back?
Was that another glass over there?
Oh, that was. And I only did just. Oh. That was the free pour, and I even only drank half of it.
Yeah.
That's all those. All those meds.
Hun, I really can hear the crinkling. Oh. It's like insane. There's crinkling going on.
Crinkling, sorry, I was crinkling.
I like left number one, right number two.
Hello.
You love.
Love you too.
She said good night. She's got work in the morning early.
Yep. All right. Good night, Sherry. We got to come up with what her actual nickname is. It's not Mrs. Super Nash. She deserves her own nickname. She should be called. Bourbon. You know her nickname.
Purple Bourbon Lake.
No, she should be called Purple Rain.
Rain.
Oh wait. Purple Nash. Purple Nash.
Purple Nash?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Roxy. Come up with a nickname for Sherry. All right. I know what I... So what are you thinking? I mean, for me, it's obvious. And you poured way too much.
What?
Oh my gosh, look.
I'm gonna have to pour them back. It's just like
these will be going on the shelf with caps here later.
Oh, that's for Friday night, not Thursday
I'll
night.
I'll drink the one I like and whatever
you. Okay, and I'll pound the rest.
No, you will not.
Look at you go.
The thickness of number of the left. What goes on in the glass? It's like I whacked off and just it's what happened. I mean, it's just crazy how thick the
What did you just say on our podcast? What?
I said
what
it.
What did you say?
I said it. It's as good as sex.
Cheers, Mikey B.
I would like to.
He sent 99 stars.
He sent what? I got some stars.
99 stars.
Ooh, I haven't been on. Let's get on Facebook. Jeff Mueller live. Here we go. Let's get in there.
Well, you want to know which is which?
Walker just said you're not gonna die. Human body is an amazing machine.
also tastes pretty good. What do you said? You're not going to die and push it until you swear that you'll die.
I love it, Walker.
Walker, we need to party together.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, my God. Always pass out before it dies.
Walker coming down to the Christmas party.
Yes. Walker is coming.
To the Christmas party, Walker.
Oh.
Oh, gosh. This is a hard decision.
No, it's not.
Dots on mine, yellow and blue. Was she supposed to?
No, left and right.
Doesn't matter. As long as he knows which is which. As long as she knows which,
the blue and the yellow. Batch 3. I'm going with left. What's left, dear?
Left is batch 3.
Are you fucking kidding me? Oh my God.
Right was batch 4.
So green was.
I'm saying left is a mighty fine batch.
It is.
So that's what I picked, mighty fine batch?
Yep.
I'm saying right is the apprentice batch.
No, we're not choosing between that. We're choosing between mighty fine batch and storyteller.
That's what I meant, yeah.
Storyteller is the one that smells like caramel.
What?
Storyteller is the one that smells like caramel. Oops. That's your phone.
I'm going with left.
Yeah. Well, Jeff agreed with you in a blind, so. He picked left.
Yeah! Yeah, what? So, I love Cave Hill.
That's why you picked it.
And
it smells like cave.
But I love the caramel aspect. The two are so close. The nose of...
Give them both to me. Don't tell me which is which.
There's that one.
Okay, that's my right.
There's that one.
All right, now I'll tell you.
I mean, Cave Hill frickin' taste.
This is Storyteller. And this is...
Taste it.
Why do I have to taste it?
Taste them.
Caramel. Not caramel.
Taste the other one.
No, that tastes different.
Taste the other one.
Tastes like what I was drinking upstairs.
Yeah, taste the other one.
Give it a second. I've got a mouthful.
Yeah, it's insane. Tasting blind takes away everything. Yeah.
Yeah, it takes all your inhibitions away, and you have nothing but your nose and your palate to rely on, and that's why I love doing this.
Yeah,
this is so cool and. But
both batches, Storyteller and...
They're similar.
Oh, no. They actually are not. One tastes like Kentucky bourbon, and one tastes like fucking dessert caramel. And what do you like better? When you're drinking whiskey, do you want dessert or do you want whiskey? And initially... I wanted dessert.
Do you want something to warm you up, or do you want to have dessert, or do you want something to warm you up?
Fred and Freddie for picking some spectacular motherfucking bourbon.
It still kind of smells more caramel.
The right storyteller. What you tasted upstairs.
Yeah.
The left is.
Wait. This is your left or my.
No, that one right there, which is your right,
yeah,
is the Cave Hill one.
Yes, I said it. That's why I was right.
Right. The left is the caramel one that you tasted upstairs.
Right.
But
this tastes
but,
like
candy. But what do you like? I mean,
amazing is,
they're a horse apiece.
I have not tasted the storytellers until
I mean,
tonight.
They're both good.
But I,
I
technically
if
in
you
my
like a little more baking spice. You'll
wait,
like,
wait.
You'll like the batch three if you like a little more like baking spices.
But if
like,
you like
Martin said, warm baking spices.
Yeah, except
and storyteller is sweeter.
But I blinded them and they switched up.
Yeah, because this is more your jam.
It's just like so we're gonna have to so
salad.
Nash like
three
Nash
is more your jam.
So but initially four was my
but when I sniffed them all, I poured myself a little pour of batch four because that one smelled the sweetest.
I mean, I'm gonna just tell you just, batch four has a level of a nose.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, was it two that had no four had that rich toffee
but four has a kick that
none of them
have.
None of them had enough. So Fred really knows what he's doing as he keeps evolving.
Okay, so four finishes dry and oaky. It doesn't finish.
Give me four.
Yeah, sweet. Oh, really? You want? Is if you're, all the germs are dead?
What do I? It's
or
fucking.
Do I just drink four in there?
I have no idea. Don't even. Like, I don't have a problem. It's 120. What? Oh wait.
Look, you got four glasses.
That's
four.
What I said. You have.
I'm in four.
Yeah, one glass of four right in front of you.
Four is green. So look at the green cup.
Blue.
And three is yellow.
Red I pulled off. Green. Green is four.
Green two, is batch four, yes.
Okay, green is four.
So I had the same thought upstairs that although the nose is super sweet.
What's yellow?
Don't just wait for the finish.
See,
out
it
of that.
Smells super sweet.
It does. It smells super sweet, but it finishes. Kind of dry.
This is awesome that you're coming on this podcast.
From the wings.
Roxy, this is. This
Roxy
is Roxy.
Roxy with a bad cold.
It's like we need. There's no bad cold anymore. Just keep drinking Booker's barrel strength at 126, 127.
Roxy, don't feel bad because Sherry's just had one for the last 3 days and still trying to get over hers.
Yeah.
And that's why I was so happy to convince her to come in here and do what she did.
Well, Alice asked me yesterday if I was dying. And I said, no, I don't think the cold's going to kill me. I said, why? Why do you think I'm dying? And she goes, because Grammy, you look terrible. She goes, and normally you don't look so bad. You look so good, but you look tired, Grammy, and you don't look so good. I'm like, yeah, that's what happens when you're sick and you're old.
Oh my gosh!
You look like
shit. So Todd Johnson has jumped on since we did that. Here's his comment: I'm going to say I haven't watched these much, but I am enjoying the absolute confusion that's going on here.
That's your signature.
Yeah, it's like thank you, 100%. Keep watching because that's the podcast. We are real. We do everything to the hilt as far as reality, right? And we're getting better as far as
no, I don't
technicality.
We don't script anything either. There's nothing scripted.
We don't. We're honest. We're honest. We don't. We love the distilleries. We love the people who run the distilleries. But our palates are our palates. And if we don't like something, we're going to tell you. And if we like something, we'll tell you. But I mean, there's people who love lobster. It's the majority of the population. But there's people who don't like lobster. Just because you don't like what everybody else doesn't like doesn't make you somehow a piece of shit. You're not. Drink what you like.
Even if it's Crown.
Yes. My cousin's wife loves Crown. My cousin's wife loves Crown. I'm not going to make fun of her. I'm not going to say anything. I might try to open her mind to other things. Yeah. But if she goes back to Crown, Crown is something that the general population likes, and it's good whiskey. It's not bad whiskey. What do you got to say to that, Super Nash?
Did you notice the difference in the
finish? I'm replying to Todd's.
The finish on three is better.
Old school game Simon with the red, green, yellow buttons. You remember that old game?
Simon
says. Yeah. I'm going to tell him yes. We all love it, too.
Yeah, that's Crown. Crown is Simon, right?
So there, I think you were definitely whittled down to the best of the two or the best of the bunch.
But all four were good.
But three is more balanced on all four components. Nose, body, taste, finish.
So you're talking about yellow.
No, no, I'm talking about the one that you guys both liked, batch three.
I'm not talking about initially.
I'm talking about and you're
blind.
And he
liked batch three.
Yes. Martin liked batch three, and in the blind you picked...
In the blind you picked batch three. Booker's 2003.
Yeah. You picked batch three in the blind.
Yes.
I said, I know you picked it because it is a more balanced, flavored, you know.
So what was three, yellow?
No! Three is, oh, you mean the bottom of the glass. Oh, because the yellow label is
storage. No, we're talking about yellow. Yellow was.
Three is yellow, yes.
So I picked green. I picked green and you picked yellow.
Right. But then in the blind, you picked.
So I'm going to put green and yellow against.
You picked the yellow dot as number two, and I picked the yellow dot as number one.
Right, but then in the blind, Jeff picked the...
Then in the blind, we both picked the yellow.
Which is batch three.
Yeah. Fuck. Fuck. All I can say is...
Why?
Nash, read what three is on the card. The yellow.
I got it right here. Then, where's my card? Here we go. All right. Then, yellow card.
No. Yellow card was not three. It was actually...
Green card is 03.
Yeah, green card, yeah. Read green card. Read
wait.
Yes, don't, you're not confused. Let Martin read it.
Green. Yellow was number...
I've not been drinking as much as you.
Just so you know, yellow was number batch two.
No, Jeff, stop talking and let him read the green card.
We picked the Mighty Fine Batch.
Yes. Read and Mighty Fine Batch.
In a blind test.
Yes. I'm not going to. And then the second one would have been Storyteller. Because Storyteller was Caramely. But when I went head to head, I picked Mighty Fine Batch.
And so, do you want me to read the label inspiration
again? Yes. Read the tasting notes. The tasting notes, or all of it.
The tasting notes?
Just the tasting notes. We don't need the backstory. Yeah.
We don't need the backstory here.
What? Oh, I'm not drinking anymore. I'm fine. I understand.
Right. Mighty Fine Batch. And this batch was made up of barrels of seven production dates that were aged from six different warehouses. Breakdown. We don't need that, right?
Nope. We just need the tasting notes after the...
me get it from the card here.
All right, here we go.
Yep, I got it. All right, the color Booker's Batch invites you to take a long look and enjoy their rich, beautiful color. The nose is very pleasant with all the characteristics Dad looked for in his namesake bourbon. The vanilla and the brown sugar sweet notes come through very well with the white oak barrels this bourbon aged in over 7 years. Taste is great and full bodied. When I added a splash of water, it opened up some great flavors with a finish of gives a lovely Kentucky hug. My dad would say this is a mighty fine batch of Booker's. The tasting notes right there.
Yeah, because I agree with that. And I also agree with the last batch, which was the Storyteller's Batch, being spectacular also on a couple levels. Sorry.
You want to read those?
What?
You want to read those notes?
Sure.
The tasting notes on those, because, like I said, it was right up there, too. You know, I told you, we were sitting there picking them apart, and I had a hard time deciding.
I love the caramel dessertiness of, you know, the last batch, 2004. I can come up with it. Mighty Fine and Storyteller. Storyteller was initially but when I put them head to head, my actual palette of what I love came through. There's no doubt. It was a good, we did this blind, and you can't deny when you, even when we did.
Let me just go ahead and read the,
go ahead.
The tasting notes of that. The color of Storyteller Batch is a.
Hey, Super Nash, yeah. Hold on. She told me no more. But this is yellow. There you go.
Did she go to bed?
Mm-hmm.
Sitting in your glass, the scent of a great bourbon fills the room and invites you to further explore the brown sugar aroma. The taste is delightful with a well-balanced and notes of vanilla and wood. I tasted the batch on a drizzly September day. There was a slight chill in the air, and it reminded me that fall was just around the corner. And this bourbon has the perfect warm finish that the days to come. A little bit of water further opened up the tasting experience for me, but you can enjoy it any way you please. Storyteller Batch is just the way Dad would have wanted it when he created the brand over 30 years ago. I can almost hear him telling one of his great stories while he sips on a glass of his own. I hope you enjoy this batch as much as I did.
And we did.
Absolutely. Fred, I don't know if you get a chance to watch this, and I know Sandy does, but Fred and Freddie, we appreciate so much what y'all do. Especially you, Fred, making this Booker's, and this is what brought this great friendship and brotherhood. Now, like I said, me and Jeff are like brothers now, and we're family. And just seeing a bottle of this Booker's in a picture, that in a painting that you and Freddie know were signing about 5 years ago, this is what brought us together as brothers and family and friends. And, you know, and it's all about what you create, bourbon, and what you talk about, and so many of the stories and the talkings that that you give to us. And I just want to say thank you. And cheers, and keep on doing what you do. And thank you so much, Freddie. Fred.
Definitely, 100%. And that is a wrap. The Bookers 2023 Batch 3. You say it, Super Nash, because you were there first, but then we did it. That batch 3 is
fine batch.
Mighty Fine Batch, which Fred, your dad,
it's 2023-01, the Mighty Fine Batch. That's the one that won out with us.
2023-03, Mighty Fine Batch.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Here which what was close behind was the Storyteller Batch, but all batches, in my batches opinion, were fantastic. And once again, another great year of Bookers. There it is. There it is. So, everybody, remember, we're the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. www.scotchybourbonboys.com. And for all your Scotchy Bourbon Boys.
A close 3 and a 4 were these two. Boom.
Boom.
And thanks to our wives, Roxy and Mrs. Super Nash, soon to come up with a nickname for her, you know, in the near future.
Feisty. That would be a good nickname.
Purple Passion, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, something, know. Something's going to be, well, we got to work on that.
We'll let her come on a few more times and we'll figure it out.
But so, we did this blind.
Thanks everybody for tuning in. Facebook, YouTube. You know, go to all our website, especially, you know, if you can,
help
sponsor us. What?
What's the website address?
www.scotchyburgerboys.com.
There you go. And then also on all podcast formats.
Apple, Spotify, Alexa, Siri can play that.
iHeart
Radio,
and then all the social media posts. Yep, YouTube, Instagram, X, and Facebook. And remember, everybody. Good bourbon equals good times and good friends. And tonight,
family.
There's brothers. And remember, don't drink and drive. Drink responsibly.
But go out there and live your life and live it dangerously, right?
Little Stevo's going to take us out.
Thanks everybody for watching and tuning in and having a little fun and just, you know, checking us out.
Oh, show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. For if we don't find the next whiskey bar, I tell you we must die.
Oh, I almost missed it. There we go.
Hey, Scotchy Bourbon Boys fans, this is Alan Bishop, Indiana's Alchemist of the Black Forest. So I'm tuning in here today to tell you all about the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute channel on YouTube. If you're at all interested in the art of distilling, whether it be home distilling or professional distilling, and the intense geekery that goes into that process, then check out the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute on YouTube. I promise you're going to learn something you didn't know before about the arts.